This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome to the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollinger.
The Buffalo Bills are going to the AFC Championship game, and we're recording here Sunday afternoon. It's still a bit of a shock to me, Nate, that in a game where they only scored 17 points, it never felt like the Bills were going to lose that game. And I think you said to me during it, I'm not worried unless the Ravens get up a touchdown. And, you know, they came close to tying it, and just like that, Taron Johnson made the biggest play in Buffalo Bills history for us as a younger generation of fans that never saw those Super Bowl teams. That is the play that defines, you know, this generation of Bills fandom.
Oh, 100%. And that was the reason I think, you know, like you just said, I didn't get super worried during that game because I don't have a lot of faith in the Ravens offense unless they're winning. And normally winning by more than a full score, but even winning by one score is like the Ravens offense, the Bills showed it yesterday. If you force them to get behind on first down, which happened all game long, the Ravens lose yards on first down or only get a yard, they can't do anything. They can't throw. And it's not that Lamar Jackson can't throw because he's not terrible at passing the ball. He was one of the better quarterbacks in the league last year. They have no receivers that can get open. They run like the offense is very passing game offense is boring. They run like three routes. They barely line up more than one wide receiver. It just is not going to work for them. And that's really why the Bills were able to win the game.
Right. And like I think you said this last week, that the Ravens are always going to be in the playoffs or in that wild card hunt or win the division, but it's going to be tough for them to string four wins together to win a Super Bowl, because it's a hard way to win multiple games against good teams when you can't pass the ball when you have to. And like you said, it might not be Lamar Jackson. It's just, I think Dominique Foxworth of ESPN pointed this out last night. It's really hard to pass the ball against a team that's playing zone coverage with six or seven guys back with three routes being run. And it's largely, like you said, Nate, a single wide receiver and a tight end and a running back. You have like two defenders for every receiver out there.
Yeah, it's just that it's not. And I think the Ravens are going to figure this out this offseason. They're a really smart organization. I don't know if it'll be Greg Roman that adjusts or if they move on from him or what it might be, but they can't keep doing this if they want to win a Super Bowl. And I think they saw the Bills were in a very similar spot last year, but the Bills couldn't. Josh Allen was trying to do too much. And that's what Lamar ends up trying to do too much, because there's just not the talent there. If they go out and get him the talent, I think they could be in a position like the Bills are now. The defense is pretty good, really good. Lamar's good. They do have a good running game. They just don't have the weapons. And if you can't throw the football in the NFL, you're not going to win in the playoffs. The days of being able to run the ball 50 times and play defense and win Super Bowls, those are over. That's not the last quarterback that really, I think, won one without doing much at all in the playoffs was Russell Wilson, actually, with the Seahawks. And I don't think it's going to happen again. He had like 500 yards passing in three playoff games combined. That's not going to happen again, because quarterbacks in the passing game are too important in this league.
Right. And you can get there and maybe get lucky once, like you pointed out that Russell Wilson did it that year before he, you know, became one of the league's best quarterbacks. And look at the 49ers last year. I think Jimmy Garoppolo had like six or eight pass attempts in the NFC Championship game. He barely had to throw the ball in the Super Bowl. And then next thing you know, you're down a score to Patrick Mahomes because he can actually throw the ball. And Jimmy Garoppolo just melted down in the fourth quarter because he had to go win the game. And he's not capable of doing that consistently. And I think that's a reason to be excited about the Bills, because the conditions last night favored the Ravens. With the wind blowing like that, where the Bills want to come out and pass literally every play. And, you know, Allen just missed quite a few, like a handful of times where this game could have been a blowout if they connected on one or two of those. And I think it was the wind. Like, it's not like he was just missing badly. I mean, those are really, really tough conditions for a quarterback to throw the ball accurately that far down the field. And you saw in the second half when they came out and started taking shorter throws, they just moved the ball at will to score and go up 10-3.
Right, and they just had they made some adjustments at halftime that, that obviously were really good adjustments. And while I do love Brian Daboll, and I love the idea of just not never running it, the never running and trying to throw the ball down the field and push the ball down the field for the entire first half probably wasn't the way to go either. Like I don't mind not calling any running plays. I really go ahead and call 30 straight passing plays to start a game. Go right ahead, but throw like half of those short and guarantee some completions. Get Josh in his rhythm, especially if the Ravens are going to give it to you and in those conditions, because those screen passes, those little slants, curls, those are basically runs. Those, if you're going to throw 30 times, you have to mix in some quote unquote runs into those play scripts.
Right. And that touchdown drive, they came out, ran the ball the first two plays, and then ran a little RPO, just floated the ball to Dawson Knox to keep the chains moving. And when you just let Josh Allen be Josh Allen, let him make decisions on the fly because he's really good at it now, it just shows how much better the offense works than trying to force feed the ball down the field. And that's when you saw, you know, they could have had a couple of daggers late in the game, but it's just the ball does funny things when the wind's blowing that hard. And it was pretty consistently blowing 15 to 20 miles an hour, but the gusts were stronger than that. And it made no sense to try to kick the ball unless you're within 30 yards. Like that decision where they were up 17-3 and decided to kick on 4th-and-3 for like a 41-yard field goal. I never would have attempted that. I think that was Sean McDermott's, you know, first bad fourth down decision in a long time.
Right. And that's a situation where like analytics don't take into account the weather. So if you're going to look at a fourth down model, whatever one you choose, the NFL's Ben Baldwin, whoever, that all of them said that McDermott's decision to kick was probably about, it wasn't perfect necessarily because it was about an even 50-50 either way, but it wasn't bad because you're up 14 points. But factor in the wind, there's no way that was the correct decision. I think the same thing about both of Tucker's misses, too far to kick the ball. Just go for it. Like the other, your defense is playing well. If you have confidence in your defense, if you miss, whatever, just go for it.
Right. And both of those offenses have every reason to believe they can go get 3 or 4 yards on a single play. And we saw how much trouble there was kicking the ball, especially in that direction. And Justin Tucker barely ever misses. And Tyler Bass, the first miss, it was a good kick. And I think he expected the ball to push back left with the wind. And there was just like the wind died as he kicked it, because the ball he sent just outside the right upright, and I think he thought it was coming back. It never did. And then the next time he kicked, you know, I think that was in the fourth quarter there, he kicked it, you know, just left, and then the wind actually pushed it left. So it's just, you're making it really, really hard for your kicker to consistently make those kicks.
Yeah, and it ended up not making a huge difference. The Bills misses. The Ravens misses could have potentially changed the game a little bit in the first half. And you obviously don't expect Justin Tucker to miss those, but that's what you get when you play in that stadium. Like the Bills, the way the Bills offense is built and the way the Bills want to play, their stadium and the city they play in, not very conducive to that in the playoffs.
I mean, we can probably get into this in the offseason, but hell, with this quarterback you have right now, I'd think about building a dome. I really would. But I think Daboll did make some adjustments that worked out well. They left points on the field. And if they go for that fourth down and get it, they probably punch in another touchdown. Gabe Davis makes that catch. That's 4 more points. You know, I just think even though they only had like 220 yards of total offense, they played better than the box score looks. Like you look at that box score, you think the Bills lose that game if you don't look at the score. But they were largely in control the entire time.
Yeah, and that's what it felt like watching it. Like, yes, the Ravens did move the ball and get yards, but a lot of the time, a lot of the Ravens' yards were A, in garbage time, or B, they did have a bunch of drives and they moved the ball 40 yards and then punted, 30 yards and then punted. Yeah, that adds up over time. When the Bills weren't moving the ball, they just were going 3 and out and punting, which is another reason the Ravens had the ball for like 12 more minutes than the Bills did in that game.
Yeah, and I guess we should probably talk about how great this defensive effort was. Because the Bills came in with a great game plan and executed it to perfection. Their best players on defense made game-changing plays. And like Nate and I have been saying all season, you don't need a dominant defense these days to win a Super Bowl. You need great players, but don't break defense that causes turnovers and sacks at huge points in the game. And that is exactly what they did. The first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, we were saying Taron Johnson needs to be benched because he's that bad. We didn't know what happened to him. He was good before. And then we noted how much he improved over the second half of the season. And that's now twice that he's just completely flipped a game on its head with a pick six.
Yeah, and part of that is him getting better, obviously, and part of it is him just being put in better positions by his coaches. He's been asked to play less man-to-man. He's been able to blitz more. He's been able to be down the line of scrimmage more, which is where he's really good. Like, yes, his pick six is great, but he's not a nickel. He's not a great nickel corner because his coverage goes early. He's a great nickel corner because he's a ridiculous tackler. And his ability to get down in the line of scrimmage and stop the run, especially in a game like that against the Ravens, that's where his value is going to shine the most.
Right. And that play where he had the interception return, that was just a great read by him to read Lamar's eyes. See, he's not even looking at the receiver that's curling to Taron Johnson's right. He sees his eyes locked in on Mark Andrews, and he just floats out of the spot he's supposed to be in and goes and intercepts the pass. That's what really good players do. Really good defensive backs, they end up where they're not supposed to be, and that's how turnovers happen.
And that's one of the huge advantages of the way the Bills play defense, where they play a majority zone, they play a ton of quarters, and they just get their defensive backs in position to make plays, and they let them find the ball. That's why I really like playing zone in today's NFL and the way the Bills play, because the really good quarterbacks, the Mahomes, the Aaron Rodgers, you know, now the Josh Allens, you play man against them, you're going to get killed.
Right. And you need receivers that can get open against man coverage. That certainly helps. And the Chiefs, the Packers, the Bills have that. The Ravens don't. Like Hollywood Brown, he honestly kind of reminds me of John Brown a little bit. He's a good player, but if he's your number one wide receiver, you don't have a good passing offense.
Oh, yeah, that's 100%. I mean, the Ravens need to go sign like an Allen Robinson this offseason, and let Hollywood Brown be number two and more of a deep threat. A guy like that will change their offense. But yes, Hollywood Brown's probably not a number one option in the NFL. He's a really good deep threat. He makes some plays, especially with the ball in his hands after the catch. But he's not going to be a guy who's going to go out there and catch you 120 balls a year or 100 to 120 balls in 1,000 yards a season. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I actually love that Allen Robinson fit. I'm glad you brought that up, Nate, because he's going to be a free agent, and that could make that Baltimore Ravens team really scary because he's a great contested catch guy, great route runner, has good speed. You know, he's a true number one, and he's just played with terrible quarterbacks his entire career. But we'll save the offseason talk for another day. I want to talk about this defensive line because, you know, I think they get a pretty bad rep for being bad at stopping the run, and the Bills struggle with power and any sort of like counters or inside outside zone where running backs cut back because Tremaine Edmonds is so fast and they use his aggressiveness and athleticism against him. But the defensive ends did an outstanding job in this game, just playing contain and not letting Lamar go anywhere. I mean, how many times did we see him try to bail out of the pocket? Nope. Jerry Hughes standing right there, just not really rushing him, just pinning him in a spot.
This is a perfect example of a bonus, I guess, of the way the Bills built their defense, the way Brandon Bean built this defense. The Bills know this is a passing league, and it's becoming even more a passing league. So they built a defense to defend the pass. They built a defense full of smaller, really fast, smart players that aren't going to go pound someone for 60 minutes, but they're going to be all over the field. And that's part of the reason, like, Tremaine Edmonds gets beat on counters a lot because he just over pursues. He gets himself going too fast. That also tends to work against teams like the Ravens with mobile quarterbacks and sideline to sideline running games because that speed defeats the purpose of all the things the Ravens are trying to do. And the Bills, that's a huge reason as why the defense was so successful. The fact that they are a very fast defense that was also very smart and played very smart last night and just fit all their run assignments, didn't let Lamar get outside. And I mean, Jerry Hughes and Trent Murphy just played. Jerry Hughes, that was the best game of the season. Trent Murphy, you had said, Alex, before the game, he was going to play a big role. He was really, really good last night.
Yeah, Trent Murphy is good at one thing, and that's just containing the edge. If you saw him on the snaps where they knew like a pass was coming on third and long, he's terrible at rushing the passer. He has absolutely no move whatsoever. Like he looks like he just tries to head fake the offensive lineman, just gets swallowed up, and then tries to put his arms in the air. And you know what? That's okay, because he was outstanding at protecting those zone read plays and just keeping Lamar in the pocket and not giving him running lanes. Harrison Phillips was fantastic too, playing one tech. You know, for the most part, he did really, really well at holding his own and not getting blown off the ball. And the couple of times Lamar got loose, it's because the Bills' interior defenders got pushed to the ground and there was an escape route up the middle of the pocket. But for the large part, the Ravens couldn't do anything they wanted to do last night because the Bills' defensive line and linebackers were so good.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills' game plan against the Ravens' offense was just perfect. Leslie Frazier did a ridiculously good job. And if teams will eventually figure out that you can stop the Ravens doing these things, but not very many defenses are built like the Bills. Like you look, there are only a few teams in the league that have smaller, fast defenses like the Bills that can stop this Ravens team consistently. Like the Chiefs are like that. The Falcons are very similar to that style of defense. But teams are going to figure out that, okay, this is a passing league. Look at all the teams that are winning. They don't have the big bruising defenses anymore. They have small, fast defenses that can get to the passer and play coverage. Like that's what you need to be as a defense in the NFL these days. You can basically say screw stopping the run because most teams aren't going to be able to run the ball on you.
Right. And we've said it all season. Like you can get lucky and be really good at running the ball and keep the other offense off the field. Like we've seen, that's how Patrick Mahomes loses a lot in his career is just because he gets sidelined. But for the most part, the Chiefs can go and put up 21 points on you in 10 minutes. And when you're just trying to run and run and run, that really doesn't work out for you most of the time. Like you can get lucky once, but it's not a way to win consistently. And, you know, the Bills have figured that out and I'm really happy about it.
Yeah. So if you haven't figured it out yet, for all of our listeners, running is not efficient. It matters a little bit, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter if you can run the ball or not. Like you saw the Bills didn't run the ball the whole first quarter, most of the second quarter, most of the game, and we're still play faking half the plays because the Ravens, they still work. It doesn't matter. You don't have to run the ball to win. Yes, now does it help? Absolutely. It absolutely helps. The Bills need to get better at running the ball, but you don't have to do it to win.
Right. The threat of running the ball itself is enough to keep a defense on its heels. And that's why play action works. Play action works regardless of whether your team can run the ball or not. That's pretty much proven through data. And, you know, the Bills have figured that out. Would it be nice if they could run the ball and get a first down in the fourth quarter to put a game on ice? Yeah, it would, but they don't have Zach Moss anymore. And I think there's a pretty good case to bring up Antonio Williams to play that role next week, whether it's the Chiefs or the Browns. You got to be able to run some clock at the end and not just put the ball in the air, especially in piss poor conditions like last night.
Yeah, I think, Alex, you also want to be a threat at least on the second and really short, third and really short, fourth and really short to hand the ball to running back. Like, you want that to at least be a threat. If you have Josh Allen running as a threat, Josh Allen throwing as a threat, and also handing the ball off as a threat, that does make a difference. And that's the one thing I think the Bills really need to get better at is if you have to get 3 yards running, like they just can't get 3 yards most of the time they need it.
Yeah. I mean, Zach Moss did help with that when they needed to, but he's not there anymore. He's hurt. And I think when you see that touchdown drive right after the half, that screen pass was a good example of, you know, having the threat of Josh Allen just running a quarterback draw right there was enough to, you know, make the Ravens play a little bit off the line of scrimmage to open up that screen pass because the Bills run that quarterback draw a lot. And that seed of doubt that they might run the ball there set that play up.
Right. And they kept an extra defender in the box and left it 3v2 on the outside with 3 receivers, 2 defensive backs because of Josh Allen. Like, I'm not sure, and someone might ask Josh Allen this, but if the Bills called 2 plays in the huddle, I can almost guarantee one was a quarterback run, one was a screen, depending on if they match the receivers or not. Because that's just it's just free money from that spot in the field. The Bills have the same amount of blockers as the Ravens have defenders, just Josh Allen scoring. If not, they have to leave a guy uncovered. Like it's that that's just brilliant play design by Brian Daboll if that's what he did.
I agree. So I think now we'll spend a couple minutes talking about the significance of this. The Bills have made it to the AFC Championship. Now, Nate, you and I haven't seen a playoff win ever in our lifetimes until, you know, last week. They've now put two together in a row. And if they lose the AFC Championship game, that is not a failure. I don't care if you're the Chiefs and you expect to get to the Super Bowl every year. It's really, really hard to get to the Super Bowl. If the Bills lose next week, this season is not a failure. It's a great success that they made it this far. And anything beyond this, I don't want to say it's icing on the cake because you think they have a chance to beat anyone. But in this league, it's really hard to beat three good teams in a row and get to the Super Bowl. But they have a chance to do it. And that's what matters.
That is exactly right. I mean, we said before the season that one playoff win was a success. Now they have two. They're in the AFC Championship game, which is actually where I picked them to lose in the preseason. I picked the Bills to lose to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. This season is a success. It is a 100% over-the-top success. The majority of the roster is coming back next year. This Bills team should be just as good in the future as they are now. And like Alex just said, it's hard to win in this league. When you're down to the last four teams, like that's down the last four teams, that's a success in and of itself. And I think it might be a little different for us. You know, we didn't live through the four Super Bowl losses in a row. I was alive for, I think, what was I alive for? Three of them? No, two of them. I was alive for two of them, but I was baby, so I have no memory of it. And Alex, I think you were alive for one of them.
That's right.
And yeah, like it might be a little different for people that live through those, but this is a roaring success for fans that in the last 25 years haven't even seen playoffs, let alone an AFC Championship game.
Right. And like you said, I think this team is set up for success long-term. This might be their best chance as a roster as a whole, because they're going to get to a point where they have to let good players go because you're paying your great quarterback $40 million a year. And that's okay. I mean, that's how you consistently have a chance to get to AFC Championship games and Super Bowls. What the Patriots did for 20 years is abnormal. The Bills probably aren't going to do that. But could they be like the Steelers, where they're a threat every year? I mean, I think Allen is going to be much better. Well, not much better, but I think he's going to be better than Roethlisberger consistently. I think long-term, they have a chance every year with him. But right here, this year, right now, is probably the best roster they're ever going to have around him as a whole. And this is their best chance to do it, I think.
You're 100% right. Like, look at Mahomes last year. That was the best roster the Chiefs ever had. Then what happened? They had to pay him. It happens. Like, you gotta pay these guys. They gotta get their money. And your next best chance after you pay your quarterback is when the salary cap goes up. That's not gonna be next year for Bills fans. But I mean, it's gonna be soon. And even with Josh getting paid, the Bills are still going to be good. But yes, like you said, Alex, the roster probably isn't going to be as complete when you're paying your quarterback $40 million versus, I don't know what he's even getting paid this year, $6-7, and then next year's, if the fifth year option, what's that, like 14 or 15?
25, I think it's going to be.
25, okay. So, like, it goes up a bit, but it's not like 40. Like, that's still a lot more money. Once you start paying guys, it makes it a little harder to build a roster, but doesn't make it impossible.
Right. So I'd say to Bills fans, enjoy this win. Enjoy that they're here. We expect that they have a chance to win regardless. I mean, obviously I'd like the Browns, but part of me kind of wants to go through the Chiefs. Let's do it the hard way. Let's prove we're the best team in the NFL.
Right. And it would be beating Mahomes would like validate this whole thing. It would fully validate it. But a home game also, that's kind of fun. My brother's a Browns fan. Makes me kind of want to root for the Browns a little bit. But either way, Bills are in the AFC Championship game. It is so exciting. And it's a good day to watch football today because we're playing next week. Bills are playing next week. It makes it so much easier to watch football today and go enjoy these two games.
That's absolutely right. So we'll come back later this week with a preview of the AFC Championship game. And I'm really excited about that. But for now, we're going to go enjoy these Sunday divisional round games. That'll bring us to an end of this episode of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I'm your co-host, Alex Pollinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps other people find the show. Follow us on Twitter at @Bills_breakdown. Send us any questions, comments, feedback to BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and go Bills.